President, Marion hasn't finished your story about Jim and Dorothy Wynn. It is not our concern if Jim and Dorothy Wynn had a knockdown, drag-out fight. This is the Wednesday afternoon Fine Arts League. We do not meet to gossip.
Since when?
Ah! Oh, yes. Is there any unfinished business? The chair recognizes Lucy Ricardo. Marion, did Jim really give Dorothy a black eye?
Oh, Lucy.
Well, that was unfinished business.
Oh, sit down.
Well, if there's no more unfinished business, I have an important announcement to make. We only have $1.14 in the treasury. So I hereby declare the Wednesday afternoon Fine Arts League in a state of emergency.
We have to get some money in the treasury, and we have to get it there fast. The chair entertains ideas on just how to do this. The chair recognizes Carolyn Appleby.
Well, there's one thing we've never done, and it usually works pretty good.
What's that?
How about giving a dance?
Wait a minute. And I'm sure I can get Bill to let us use his lodge hall for nothing.
And we can decorate it ourselves, and we can all pitch in and make punch.
That's right, we can
charge $5 a couple and make a fortune.
Oh, is that great?
Wait a minute. We have forgotten one very important item.
Well, I don't know what. We got the hall. We got the refreshments. We got the decorations. What else do you need for a dance?
An orchestra.
Oh.
Gee, you couldn't get much of an orchestra for $1.14, could you?
Maybe we could buy 10 kazoos and play them ourselves.
Well, that was a good idea.
Hey, wait a minute. We forgot about me. I'm married to an orchestra.
Oh, but Lucy, Ricky wouldn't play for us for nothing, would he?
Of course he would. All I'd have to do is ask him. And you know what he'd say?
Yeah, and I don't want to hear it.
Now, Ethel, you know he'd love to do it. Now, listen, if we get them, we can use a Latin American theme.
Ooh, we can call it
a night in Havana. Hello, dear. Hi. Yeah, the meeting's going on right now, dear. That's what I called you about. Listen, the girls are going to give a big benefit dance. Well, the benefit is for us. Yeah. Yeah, well, so I told the girls that you'd be glad to play for us for nothing. Yeah, well, goodbye, dear. Where do we go to get the kazoos?
Well, that was a nice idea. Now, what'll we do to raise money?
Gosh, I didn't think she'd do it, though, after all.
Wait a minute.
Why can't we form our own orchestra? Ethel, you play the piano, don't you?
A little.
And I can fool around on the drums. And Neva Summer plays the violin.
And Marie Bebo plays the trumpet.
Well, we all play something, so why not?
Oh, do you really think we could form our own orchestra?
Sure.
Sure we could. We're in great shape. Nobody mentioned it, but I just take for granted that you want me to be star soloist on my saxophone.
Well, the orchestra idea's out. Any other ideas on how to raise some money?
Listen, you haven't even heard them play, and you want them in the orchestra. Why don't you want me?
I've heard you play.
Well, thanks.
I've never heard her. How does she play, Ethel? When Lucy plays the saxophone, it sounds like a moose with a head cold. I heard her play glowworm once.
Oh, no,
I wouldn't listen.
Just for that, I wouldn't be in your orchestra if you begged me.
Oh, you really mean that, Lucy?
Yes, I do.
Good. Now, if you'll get all your instruments and come up to my apartment.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll...
I can get one.
Here's a light bulb. You want it for your bathroom.
I was wondering how you stood Ethel's piano playing. I said I was wondering how you stood Ethel's piano playing.
Yeah, ain't that awful? She's been going at it since 8 o'clock this morning. You know, I may have to soundproof this whole darn building.
That orchestra they're forming is liable to set music back 50 years. Well, she stopped. She stopped.
Good. Maybe the piano lid fell on her fingers. Boy, you ought to be glad Lucy's not practicing on that saxophone of hers.
Yeah, and I don't get it. But I'd be a fool to ask.
Well, I can tell you why. The other girls don't want her in the band.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hi, Lucy.
I heard your wife practicing on the piano.
Yeah, you and everybody else in the neighborhood. I hope it didn't bother you.
Oh, no, it didn't bother me a bit. I like it.
Well, you're big-hearted, considering Ethel helped kick you out of the band.
Well, yes, I am big-hearted. I even lent her our piano. Besides, I'm back in the band.
Oh, Ethel didn't tell me that.
She doesn't know it yet.
What do you mean, Lucy?
Well, I have a plan. And all I need is the help of my dear, sweet orchestra leader husband.
I knew I should not ask.
Now, Ricky, listen to me.
Hey, you should have told me about this before. That worked great. I can hear a word you're saying.
Now, Ricky, you stop that.
Now, Lucy.
Now, the least you can do is listen to my plan.
Oh, well, I guess I might as well listen to whatever it is I'm not going to do.
Look, all you have to do is rehearse our orchestra for one or two twiddly little hours.
Nothing doing, not me.
But, honey, you just have to. I can make a deal with them. They get to work with a famous conductor, and I get to be in the band.
Well, you just deal me out of your deal.
Oh, now, Ricky, please.
Nothing doing.
Honey, now, I'm not asking you.
What do you mean? I'm going to spend 2 hours rehearsing a bunch of women that don't know how to hold the instrument yet.
Hold it. Now, listen, kids. I've known both of you for 13 years, and I've seen and listened to a lot of discussions.
So?
Now, you're going to harangue about this, aren't you, Lucy?
Yes, I am.
And you're going to nag him?
Well, yes.
And if that don't work, you're going to wheedle.
Probably.
And you might even cry.
If all else fails.
And eventually, Ricky, you're going to give in.
Oh, I don't know. Not necessarily.
Oh, you always do. Now, why don't you save the wear and tear on your nerves? To say nothing of my nerves. Why don't you do what she wants?
Yeah.
You know something? I think you're right.
Good. Thanks, Fred, for saving me so much trouble.
That's all right.
Honey, you can rehearse this tomorrow afternoon. I'll go practice on my saxophone.
Saxophone. Give me those.
Oh, come on, Fred. You had him all day.
Get your own
like that before.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Well, if it isn't Ethel Mertz and her makes you want to stick your fingers in your ears music.
Oh, come on now. No use being sore just because we won't let you play with the orchestra.
Yeah, it's just sour grapes.
Listen, grapes aren't the only thing that's sour around here.
Oh, come on, you
know what you need, don't you?
What?
You need a professional orchestra leader to help you. Out of the goodness of my heart, I have arranged for Ricky to come over here and help you out.
Really, Lucy? Oh, that's wonderful.
I'll go and get him right now.
Oh, boy, now I know the newspapers won't give us a lot of space.
Look out for a trick. Oh, Ethel Mertz, I'm surprised at you. I think it's very nice of Lucy to get Ricky to come down in here and help us, especially when we're not going to let her be in our orchestra.
Listen, I know that redhead, and I still say look out for a trick.
Oh, this will make a wonderful publicity spread. Listen, I'm going to run down and tell the paper. See you all later.
Maybe we better start this again. I think with a little more practice, we can do it.
Where'll I sit?
I told you to look out for a trick. To get Ricky, we have to take her.
Now listen, Ethel, from the way this group sounded a minute ago, one more bum note isn't gonna hurt it.
You know, she's got a point there.
Well, okay.
Where will I sit?
Anywhere at all.
Give me my music.
I'm looking for it. I didn't know we were going to have a saxophone.
Oh.
Try to get that just a little bit.
Hi, girls.
Oh, hi, dear. I think you know the girls, don't you? Remember Marie?
Yes, sir.
Jane Bebo.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, Ricky, it's so nice of you to come down and help us like this.
Yeah, well, yeah, I like to help the women's club as much as I can, you know. What are you rehearsing?
12th Street Rag.
Oh, 12th Street Rag. Uh-huh. Well, that's a nice, bright tune.
Yeah.
Shall we take it from the top?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the tempo, huh?
All right.
Just right about it, right in here, see?
Okay.
Right about this tempo. Okay? Here we go. One, two. This is supposed to be bright and with a bounce.
That's right.
It sounds more like a funeral coming down 12th Street.
Oh, now, Ricky.
Look, this is the way it's supposed to go. Right in here, see?
Oh, we can do that. Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
All right, I'll give you two.
Uh-huh.
One, two. Lucy, I think you were playing the wrong note.
I am?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell, but I think it was you. Yeah. Now, can we all take, the first note in the third bar? Eh?
Okay.
At the same time. Now, wait a minute. Are you ready? Everybody together. Here we go.
See, it wasn't me.
Lucy.
What?
Are you playing an F sharp?
Well, I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
Well, are you talking about the fat little white note or the black one with a wiggly tail?
The black one with a wiggly tail.
Oh. Well, what about it?
Is it an F or an F sharp?
Oh. How can you tell?
If it's an F sharp, it has a little sign by it.
Oh, you mean the lopsided tic-tac-toe?
Ay, qué barbaridad, the lopsided tic-tac-toe. Yeah, that's an F sharp.
Oh, well, live and learn. I'm sorry, I'll do it right next time.
Okay.
F sharp.
Oh. All right, now let's take it all together, eh?
Let's try to get this now, a little real like good.
I tell you what, look, I got an idea. You take the first bar on the piano, Ethel.
All right.
And then you come in the second bar on the violin. Lucy, you come in the third bar, and then you finish it, Caroline, all right?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Sort of an arrangement.
Yeah. Here we go. One, two.
Thank you.
whole number once. Okay. All the way to the end, just once. Yes. Even if it kills us. It probably will. Let's go. From the top, everybody. One, two.
Yeah.
Now that's the way that it's supposed to sound.
Okay, oh, sure.
You think you got it now?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let him try once, eh?
Okay.
Okay,
boy. Girls.
I guess I better.
You come back and you try it again.
Oh, that was good. Gee. Oh boy. Oh, I think you want to play it right, doesn't it?
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right. Now let me hear it just that way now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll give you two. One, two.
La 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 da da da. Shoo!
Lucy?
Yeah. Oh, honey, I forgot. I promise I will never hum, whistle, sing, or reproduce in any manner 12th Street Rag in your presence as long as I live.
Good.
Hello? Lucy, thank goodness you're still alive. What?
Has Ricky read the morning paper yet?
Yeah, why?
Has he seen the last page?
No, why? Don't let him. Grab it. Kick it out of his hand or something. There's a big picture of Ricky on the last page and an article from which I quote, Ricky Ricardo, well-known entertainer,
has formed a brand new all-girl orchestra.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
What's the matter? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what's the matter.
Well?
I know. Ethel just told me about a sale on a dress that I paid full price for yesterday downtown. Let me see the paper.
Wait a minute, I'm reading about the fights. Continue on the back page.
Oh, I can't wait. This is just terrible. They can't do a thing like that to me. I don't have enough money to spend, and they make me pay full price for it.
Lucy!
Yeah?
You bring that paper back here right now.
Okay. Wasn't the same dress after all.
Lucy?
Yes, sir? You got your picture in the paper. It isn't a very good likeness.
Lucy?
Yes, sir?
Somebody opened a hole in this paper.
Why, so they did.
Did you do it?
Oh, honey, you know I wouldn't open a hole in your paper when I know you haven't even read it.
Well, if you didn't do it, and I didn't do it, who did it?
Maybe it was a mouse?
A red-headed mouse?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, Fred.
I was reading about the fights in this paper of mine, and I find that half the back page is cut out. I'm going to have a look at yours, will you? Yours, too? Well, what do you make of this?
The mouse sure gets around, doesn't he?
Well, I don't know about the mouse, but I can sure smell a rat. Fred, would you like to get your coat and take a stroll down to the corner newsstand with me?
I will. You'll find out what's cooking around here.
Ethel, come over and take care of little Ricky right away. It's an emergency. Thanks.
about that paper before I went in to see you, but she just played dumb, which wasn't too hard for her to do.
Well, we'll find out now what's going on.
What is this?
I don't know. They're all the same.
You don't suppose it's some kind of an ad, do you?
No. Look, I want to find out what's been cut out of this paper. I tell you what, let's go down this block. There's another newsstand on there.
All right.
Oh, I think that's the afternoon edition. Yo voy a cantar en una orquesta aquí, que voy a tener que tomar un baile y que yo, señor Ricky Ricardo, voy a tomar un baile con un bell orchestra.
Oh, now, Ricky, calm down.
Calm down? Have you read this thing?
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't Lucy's fault. Marion Strong put that in the paper.
It was Lucy's fault for getting me involved in this thing at the very beginning. Well, I won't do it.
Oh, Marion called up and said they'd sold hundreds of tickets ever since that article appeared.
Well, I don't care. I am not going to be publicly responsible for your sour sex debt. Hello. Yeah.
What?
Good news, dear?
That was my agent.
Oh?
Yes. And he read the paper.
Huh?
In the paper, he read that I was going to appear with an all-girl orchestra. And he thinks that that is a wonderful idea. So he has arranged it with a television station to put it on TV.
TV? Oh, TV.
Somebody better think of a way out of this if she wants to keep her pretty little neck in one piece. And think fast.
Well, we sold all the tickets. The place is jammed.
I know, but do you think it'll work?
We'll find out right now. I'll make the announcement.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wednesday afternoon Fine Arts League takes pride in presenting Mr. Ricky Ricardo and his all-girl orchestra.
Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.